what is that aspect of experience?
We landed in Paris.
Yes, yeah, so
we were going to Paris, we had enough to get to Paris and we didn't care.
Yeah.
We had to get there. I think it's important in a way is to get some kind of assessment as to what it was that intrigued you in going to Paris. What was in your understanding as to why you were going there that pulled you in that direction?
The thing was, I wanted to see, as I mentioned before, that I was interested in French school painting.
You were?
Yeah. You know. And so, is this on now?
Yeah.
Oh. I was curious about it, and I felt that I had to work fast, you know, to get this, because I thought, well, if I miss it now, then I'll be behind. because I saw some Picasso's paintings in New York here in 1924 at one of the galleries, and I was very much impressed by some of them.
You did?
Yes, and I think it was Nodler. For some reason or other, I think it was Nodler Gallery. I remember I was on Fifth Avenue, across from Krauschar's, down the street a little bit,
mm-hmm.
I think. And, but anyway, that doesn't matter. But, and I remember some of the paintings. I still remember a man with his hand like this, in sort of a, wasn't exactly a harlequin costume, but it was almost a, yeah, it was broken off different colors, apparently. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure where the woman in white was there, might have been,
mm-hmm.
but it was about that period. And it was very subtle, the coloring and the whole thing, everything about it was very subtle. And so I was very much impressed.
But then you'd had that period in Hollywood and Vine now.
Yes, Hollywood, when I lived at the corner of
yes.
of Coinga and Harlem Boulevard. See Harlem? Yes.
Mm.
Highland, yes. It's where the Highland train came up, you know, and stopped. Mm. Just stopped about that corner of Coinga, a little further up on Coinga,
mm-hmm.
I remember. It was the end of the line.
But that's what you left behind.
Yes.
Yeah. To go to Paris.
Yes, and when I came back years later, well, let's see, this was about 56, 55. I took a trip to Los Angeles for the first time since then, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the freeway, and I was with some people, and all that was cleared away. It all vanished.
No memory at all.
It was very depressing. Yes, to see the past wiped out that way.
That's right. Touchstones to the past erased.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, then when I was in Paris, so I stayed almost 2 years and made some good friends there. And then I worked quite hard, and but in spells, you know.
Well, Paris is such an alive place. In a way, it's like no other place you've ever been.
Yes, but certain times of the year. Oh, and by the way, I said before that was Gar Lazard. It's Gar Saint. Gar Saint Lazard.
Yeah.
Saint Lazard. That's, you know, the main station that you come in from the Har. Saint Lazard. I've forgotten that. I had no reason to think of the name of it for a long time. Well, anyway.
Did you find Paris an exhilarating place? Or no?
Well, yes, it was. It was almost too much so. There was so much going on in the galleries and shows, exhibitions, along with visiting museums all the time, various places. And then working, you know, become very stimulated. I remember getting very tired, just so tired I could hardly walk from being so intense, you know,